This is Wisconsin Water News, a production of the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Program. I'm your host, Marie Zwickoff. Today's episode is Northern Wisconsin Communities Benefit from Climate Change Program. It's official. 2023 was the hottest since we've been keeping records, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This can trigger extreme weather events, such as storms and flooding. Northern Wisconsin is not immune from the impacts of climate change, and communities are taking action. Leaders in several northern Wisconsin counties and cities were chosen to participate in a Lake Superior Climate Champions program organized by Wisconsin Sea Grant and the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve in 2023. The program provided funding and guidance to two teams to work on goals of their choosing that address climate change. The first team from the cities of Washburn and Ashland included Tony Janich, Washburn City Administrator, and Sarah Hudson, Ashland Park and Recreation Director and City Forester. Their project involved creating the outline of a coastal adaptation plan for their cities that focused on flood resilience and climate adaptation. They also developed a project priorities list, connected with other communities at a climate-focused annual conference by the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative in Chicago, and brought a coastal resilience adaptation workshop to the region in collaboration with the Northern Institute of Applied Climate Science and the Lake Superior Collaborative. During a webinar, Janich described how the contacts he made during the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative conference helped him find funding for a long-standing problem in Washburn.
We have some significant coastal erosion at one of our parks in the city, and it had spent 3 years trying to find funding to actually start some of the work. I was able to get some FEMA funding. So we do have an engineer now doing design work for how to solve the problem with the coastal erosion.
Another erosion project Janich found possible funding sources for involves Thompson's Creek, which runs underneath a local highway and along another road.
There was some erosion going on with one of the creek bends, and that's eating away at one of our side roads. So it's very possible that it could start eroding away in the right-of-way of the highway itself.
Hudson said the Champions Program
opened up a couple projects that have been on the back burner in my mind, and then also just creating more of a living shoreline along our Baker City Creek estuary and along the Ordock shoreline that is there. It's been a really good process.
The second team included emergency managers from Ashland, Bayfield, Douglas, and Iron Counties. These are Dorothy Tank, who is retired from Ashland County, Dave Sletten with Douglas County, Stacy Ofsted with Iron County, and Megan Quaderer, Bayfield County. Their projects focused on developing a digital form to record road maintenance activities for Great Lakes coastal counties in Wisconsin and beyond. Quaderer said development of the road maintenance form was timely.
This spring, they had a lot of flooding and a lot of damage. So we actually had real-world application of the document, especially in Bayfield County.
The team presented their form at a Wisconsin Northwest Region Emergency Managers meeting, and it garnered their interest as well as that of representatives from Minnesota. The team was asked to present the form again to the Statewide Hazard Mitigation Committee. Those members saw the overwhelming value of the tool. Sletten said,
I think it's not only something that will be used here within our four counties, but again, also hopefully within both states.
Tank said the form has already been used in Ashland County for a number of federally declared disasters.
So it was not only approved at state level, but FEMA, they accepted it. It contained all the information they want.
The Climate Champions program was facilitated by Karina Heim with the Reserve and Natalie Chin with Sea Grant. They recently released the call for applications for this year. So if you're listening to this podcast in 2024, you can apply at this link, go.wisc.edu/0385YK. That's gowisc.edu/0385YK. The deadline is March 15th. For more general information, visit the Climate Champions webpage at go.wisc.edu/AM, as in Marie, 468E, as in everybody. That's it for this episode of Wisconsin Water News, just one of the ways that Wisconsin Sea Grant promotes the sustainable use of Great Lakes resources through research, education, and outreach. Listen and subscribe to us through iTunes and Google Play or at seagrant.wisc.edu. Thank you to Tony Janish, Sarah Hudson, Megan Quaterer, and Dave Slatton. And thank you for listening.